The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah study through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Daf Yud Gimel. The whole sugya of Shitzur Yehuda, Matkinon LaYishua Acheret, what's he going to do if his wife dies suddenly? He doesn't have a wife, he can't marry her, if he married her before Yom Kippur, he can't have two wives, but he can't have one. He needs a wife, and basically Zewishta, it's an imperative for the Avodah of Yom Kippur to have a wife. So what would he do? We might discuss the different nations, be Mekadosh back and forth, be Mekadosh, be Megarish. And the Achareinim have a discussion. In terms of the Gemara doesn't say it clearly that one can't be Mekadosh on Yom Kippur. His wife dies, let him get married on Yom Kippur. What's the big deal? The Teretz is because it's also make a Kenyan on Shabbos V'yontif. The emes is that Rav Kivega brings. Kivega discussed this sugya by Richus in Tshuvas Kama Simukuf Nuntet. And he brings the Yerushalmi, Taisus alludes to it, that the emes is that he would marry her on Yom Kippur. He would marry her on Yom Kippur. Now, it seems clear from the Bavli that the reason why that wouldn't be the Eitzah, Yerushalmi maybe holds in Shavuz Bamigdosh, it's a cloud, but the Chazal word Goizer Deir Takon is Bamigdosh, it's a place of Mozahirus, they weren't Goizer Xerus, so maybe he'd be allowed to marry her by the Beis HaMikdosh, the Tzorich Beis HaMikdosh, even on Yom Kippur, but there's another problem. There's a problem that in order to be considered Beisah, the Pashtus, it's not enough Kedushin, there has to be more than Eris, and there has to be that he was Machnas of the Chuppah. And on Yom Kippur, since she's not royally Tashma Shamita, one of the Chomish Inuyim of Yom Kippur is Tashma Shamita, if she's any royally Tashmish, then it's what's called a Chuppah She'eni royally Bia, which is a tremendous discussion. The Rambam seems to hold that Chuppah She'eni royally Bia is not Chuppah. The idea of Chuppah, as opposed to Kedushin is a Kenyan, Chuppah is being machnes her, that now he's machnes her b'shusa to live with her like a man lives with a wife. She has to be royal labia. In which case, the Rambam holds, famous Shitzur Rambam, that chuppas nido is not it doesn't work. Probably even b'zman hazeh, if a kalo is pierced a nido, kalo becomes a nido. Are we choishish for the Shitzur Rambam? Do we make another chuppah? Of course, we go through the moment we make a chuppah. Right? We don't call off the chuppah and just make the solution. But the question is whether we're choishish for the Rambam to make some type of other chuppah with Aiden. That's a discussion by every chasna where the kala suddenly saw her period, got a period. But Rav Kivega discusses that the Yerushalmi seemingly doesn't have the problem of the chuppah being any royal labia on Yom Kippur. Either he holds that in order to facilitate her being called Beisoy, to be Makshe him for the Avodah of the Kuna Gedoyla, does she have to be, in order to be called Beisoy, does she have to be called, does she have to be a Nesua, does she need Chuppah or not? Maybe that's not his problem in Yerushalmi. Then Tziv wants to propose that. It's interesting because Lagabi Achilas Truma, the term Beisoy, called Torah Yoichel Beisoy, is used L'Choy in the Gemara and Yevamos for Nesua. The question is whether that term is interchangeable. Beisoy over here, Lagabi Avodas Kohen and Gadol, B'yom HaKippur, and Beisoy, Lagabi Achilas Truma, that's a discussion. There's another way of explaining it also is by saying the Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi is Gufa, whether the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be married to two at the same time. Maybe he can marry the second one even when he married the first one. It's another way to get into the Yerushalmi. But in any case, the Yerushalmi seems to get away with the whole problem of Kinyon and Bamigdosh by saying that he can marry her from Erev Yom Kippur, and he marries her if his first wife dies, that the Kedushin on the second woman, in order that she should be his legal wife on Yom Kippur, will be chal on Yom Kippur. Means a person can make a kinyan lachas, man. I can buy something that the kinyan should only take place later. I could sell something. I could get a get I can mekadosh a woman that it should only be chalak alamid. So too, over here he's mekadosh her that if need be, I'll tonight, that if need be, the kedushin will be chal lach alam, not lach alam, it will be chal on Yom Kippur itself. And Reb Kivega points out that if the Yerushalmi is raising such a concern, it could be the Yerushalmi holds that it's mutter to do it like that, and that's to get away from the whole discussion of the Babli in the studio, just be mekadosh her yesterday on Erev Yom Kippur, and she'll be already married to him. She'll be married to my Yom Kippur. When the first wife dies, the second one automatically, the second kedushin of yesterday is automatically chal in the second wife. And Reb Kivega points out that since Yerushalmi is concerned with kinyonim, it would seem that there would be an isur kinyon not only when the kinyon is done. There's two parts of every kinyon. There's the ma'isa kinyon. First, he buys a house. There's when he sits down and they sign a contract, a legal shtar, or when money is handed over, or any other valid kinyan is performed. And then there's, let's say, they write into the contract, or a verbal contract, that the house will become the buyer's after 4 months. The chalois kinyan is 4 months later. The tenant, and in every house sale, they sit down, they write a contract. Well, we won't talk about legal kinyanim, about halacha de kinyanim, but in the common concept. You sit down on January 1st, there's a house signing, and that house signing neither the buyer or the seller could be chayzer, but the kinyan is not chalven. They make a kinyan, and as soon as the seller, 4 months later, whatever it is, and the seller hands over the buyer hands over all the money, the house belongs now to the buyer. What does that mean? That means that the ma'aser kinyan was 4 months ago, and the chalois kinyan is 4 months later. And that's why the seller was able to live in it the whole time, because the house belonged to him until Lach Hazman. So too, Reb Kivega wants to know, the Isser Mekach on Shabbos. What is the Isser that Chazal will go to on doing Kinyonim on Shabbos? On the Maisa Kinyon? On the act of buying and selling? Or on where the Kinyon becomes, actually takes place, it's actually Chal, it becomes legal, and the house that formerly belonged to Reuven belongs now to Shimon? Is that the Isser? Or it's only when one actually does the Kinyan, that's the Isser. Kivega points out that it would be mavur from this discussion with Yerushalmi of being Mekadosher yesterday and the Kinyan should be Chal today, that would be a problem of Mekhomemker on Yom Kippur, despite the fact that nothing was done in Yom Kippur. It's only that it's Chal on Yom Kippur, the Kinyan that was done yesterday. So Kivega's Pesha Deshali, Kivega points out a Trumas Hadeshen, Magen Avraham brings in Shin Lamates Siv Kot Mched, Legabe, a baby that was born, that the Zman, the 30th day of being paid him, of doing the Pidyon HaBen, would be on Shabbos. So we know we make the Pidyon HaBen Matzi Shabbos. The Shaila that was raised in the Trumas Hadeshen is, why not make the Pidyon HaBen? Let the father of the baby hand over the Chomish Shloim to the Kohen on Erev Shabbos, and he'll say that the king should be Chal on Shabbos when the baby is old enough to be mechuyev in pidyon. The Rav Sevashin says a technical detail: he can't make the bracha; it's not a glass of yosun; it's not samach venir to the pidyon itself. Says Reb Kivega, it would seem that instead mekach omemka on Shabbos, that would not be an iser to be poide on Erev Shabbos; that should be Chal on Shabbos. The fact that the money actually becomes the possession of the Kohen on Shabbos is not a violation of the Din of Mechumemka. The only Isser of Mechumemka on Shabbos, the Trumas Hadeshen seems to imply, is only when the money was handed over, not when the money belongs to the Kohen legally. He says that the Yerushalmi is right, not like the Trumas Hadeshen. The Yerushalmi seems to imply that there would be a problem Mechumemka being the Kaddish Nisha yesterday that should be Chal today. In which case, the Yerushalmi seems to imply not like the Trumas Hadeshen. There's actually a discussion about this in the Nesivis. Nesivis HaMishpat, Siman Reish Ches, discusses the sugya in Tmura, famous sugya of Yavid Loi Mahani. When a person does something where what he's doing is a violation of an asay, of a lois asay, Yavid Loi Mahani, the Torah doesn't want him to do it. Torah says not to marry that woman. Therefore, if he's Mekadosh, it's not Chal. We pass in the Yavid Loi Mahani. And the Zinus wants to know, why don't we say that every time a person violates the Gzeira der Abonon of Mekach Chomemka on Shabbos, why don't we say that Mekach is not Chal? If a person buys a house on Shabbos, the sale is legal tender, the sale is valid, and the Moichan and the Lekech have to choose, but they can't be chosen on the Mechir that was done. Why don't we say, Ovid like Mahani, that since the Torah doesn't, Chazal don't want to do that business deal on Shabbos, that should be Chal, says the Nesidus HaMishpo, because the Isser is not the Chalois HaKin, the Isser is the buy and sell. First of all, that's where the Zilzul Shabbos is, and more importantly, the Nesidus says, the Gzeira of Mechomemko was also that a person's going to write. When's he writing? When there's a Lomdush Chalois Kinyan? Or he's writing when he's actually doing, engaged in business? The buy and sell, the give and take, takes place on Friday. That's when there's a chance he's going to write it down. Not when it's chal the next day. When a person sits down with a contract and he signs and he gives over money, that's when he might come to write. But not that 4 months later the house becomes him on some pre-designated date. That's not the issue of concern. Therefore, since it's only the Maisach Kinyan which is in violation of the Issa Derabbanan, not the Chalois Kinyan, so you don't say Yavid Lamanit. The Chazal had nothing against the Chalois Kinyan. Those are the Maram Kovis on this Indian. There are Nafkaminas in this discussion. What are the Nafkaminas? Nafkamina is, in today's business world, any Mekach or Memkach which is performed, a person has a site on eBay, or a person enters a bid on the eBay, and he enters the bid on a regular Tuesday, on one fine Tuesday, but the end of the bidding period, let's say after 10 days, that the lowest or the highest bid on this couch is going to become the legal owner of the couch, and the money will be taken out of his bank account or charged to his MasterCard. When is the Chalois Kinyan? Lacha Esa, after 10 days. When is the Mekko Memka? When the bid was entered. When is the Issa to do business on Shabbos? When the bid is entered, or later on when the Chalois Kinyan takes place. That would be totally this. The Shaila goes back even before eBay. The Shaila was discussed 110 years ago, one of the Tshuvas in Sefer Mashag. Mashag was one of the classic places given Hungary in the door before and after World War I. It was Nifta, I think, in 1920. And he discussed, I think it was the Legabi vending machines. The same idea. A person puts a quarter. Okay, they were a little more primitive 110 years ago, but the idea is basically the same. A person puts money in a machine, and could a person have a vending machine that works on Shabbos? Could he have a vending machine? Could he have a concession of soda machines that work on Shabbos, and a guy comes by and buys himself a Coke on Shabbos? Is he over at Issa Mekach Memka on Shabbos? Same discussion. The Maisa Mekach Memka is one thing. The Chalois Kinyan is something else. Over there is an Eitzah by the vending machine. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is that the money can be put into his machine. He does not have to be coining the money on Shabbos. He can let the person take the soda without being machnet to him, and just let him drink the soda. You don't need a lomdus of lochem. A soda, to be yoitza, drinking a soda, it doesn't need to be lochem. It's not necessary. So he doesn't have to be machnet the soda, and the quarter, he won't be coined until after Shabbos. It's not a problem. eBay is a little more problematic, because you're precluding somebody else from entering a bid. So obviously it's becoming yours. It's becoming legally yours on Shabbos. Is that a problem? Well, only when you actually are actively involved in the Mekach Memka, the Maisa Mekach, that's what it is. Rav Kivega seems to prove from our Yerushalmi that there's an issue of concern with Mekach Memka on Shabbos. When you do a Maisa Kinyan on Erev Yom Kippur, even though it's only Chal, it's Chal on Yom Kippur, that itself would be an issue, even though the Maisa Mekach was done before. Fascinating discussion. That's one noise in this figure. The Meir Simcha Noos Ameach asks in Hilcha Shabbos, Perichov Gimel, asks him Yerushalmi, in Shabbos in Perich Mufan, he says, it's Mufurush Yerushalmi, not like Rub Kivega. Rub Kivega was saying, is proposing that the Issa Mekach Memka, because even were only the Chalois Kinyan on Shabbos, despite the fact that you didn't actively do the Issa Mekach Memka on Shabbos. Rav Kivega, that when a person states in the Yerushalmi, then when a person is mafish truman erev Shabbos, it can be chal on Shabbos v'yantiv. It can be chal on Shabbos v'yantiv. Rav Meir Simcha, that l'chayot should be awesome. What did Chazal ask her? What's the issue of being mafish truman? The issue is again the creating something. What's awesome? The chalois truman? Or the Maisa Afrosha, which creates that Chalois. Chayru, if you say the Mekach Memka, the Maisa Afrosha, then the Chayru also by Afrosha Truma, also the Shalom of the Yosef Kinyan, also you're making a Mom Kain, is the problem is also the Maisa of Rosh Truman, not the Chalois Shem Truman. Yerushalmi state, that's not a problem. Chalois seem to be Sois in the Maskon of our Kivayegan. It could be, I'm just proposing, that there's an inherent difference, a profound difference, the Miyashu of Kivayegan, between Kinyonim, the Chalach Hazman, and Afrosh Truman. A Kinyon Lach Hazman, the Lomdim say, the Chrenim want to say, that it's not the pshat that a person makes a whole Kinyon on Tuesday, and he says, I only want the house to become mine on Wednesday. What he does is, he makes the Kinyon, and he's Meshire in the Kinyon. He leaves over the Das of the Kinyon for when he wants it to actually be Chal. Ki'ilu, what he's doing is, he's not doing the whole Kinyon, he's doing 75% of the Maisa Kinyon. The last bit of the Maisa Kinyon, the straw that breaks the camel's back and creates the full Gmir's Das on that Kinyon, is when he wants it to be Chal. That's part of the Maisa Kinyon, is getting to that point in time that he wants it to be Chal. That's like a Lamed, like a Zion, whatever the case may be. That is the Gemara of the Maisa Kinyon. Therefore, Kivega holds that's also in Shabbos. Because he's not just being Isaac and Echomenka the day that he actually sits down by the negotiating table. Even the day that was included, that's when the house will transfer ownership, that's also part of the Maisa Kinyon that should get to that day. That's part of the Maisa Kinyon. It's also on Shabbos. But by Truma, the Kalal is Amiroso, the Gvoy Kimisiroso, the Hedi. As soon as a person says he wants something to become Truma, he wants something to become Hegdish, he wants something to become stock, it becomes, despite the fact that he doesn't want it to become. As soon as he said it, it becomes that way. Saying it obligates him, that obligation is mechayiv, and it creates a transfer of ownership. So therefore, if a person is mafish on a Friday, trumas, be'etzem, the full doing was created, the full chayvus morally and halachically of giving the truma was chal on Friday. The giving, the creating of the truma was done on Friday. It won't be chal until Shabbos. But the full asiyah was done on Friday. He can't change his mind. In a normal kinyan, a person makes a kinyan like his man. A person wills his nechosin to his great nephew living in Detroit. Lacha moisin. Instead of, he doesn't want to give his children his money, he wills his money to be chal rega echad of ne moisoi to different stock organizations, to his cousin Gus living in Sacramento, California. When does it become Gus from California's money only? Could he change his mind? Yes. The actual end of the creation of the will, of the deed, was done only lachazman. Mashenge by truma, since you can't change your mind, that means that the creation of the truma was already complete. The ma'isa afrosh truma was complete. If the ma'isa afrosh was complete on Erev Shabbos from Kivayegah, maybe, proposing, Kivayegah would be maskim that would not be in violation of Mekhamen Koshabbos, where it's only a chalois, but it's not the gemar of the kinyan that was done when they actually sat down by the negotiating table. That Rav Kivayegah would hold is also not in violation of the din of Mekumem Kon Shabbos. Maybe that would be the answer to the Meir Simcha's problem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.